Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The death of George Floyd was a clear-cut case of a cop giving his knee on Floyd's neck until Floyd passed out. The video in this action is chilling because it reveals the actions of one police officer that seems to have caused the death of another man. Regardless of what led up to the video of the officer keeping his knee on Floyd's neck until it apparently became a fatal act, those in the minority communities as well as law enforcement officials everywhere have universally condemned the act. These kinds of interactions between police and specifically the black community have been recorded on cell phones. The fact that almost everyone now has a cell phone that has a camera means that people are able to record almost anything and everything that occurs. To a degree, that's a good thing. To another degree, these videos, which are often incomplete, make their way to mainstream media and news organizations, which replay them over and over until they become a part of our every waking moment. The good news is that these cameras have the opportunity to expose certain hidden truths. The bad news is that these recordings are often partial and don't give a full and clear picture of the entire incident. An initial video of the shooting of Jacob Blake shows Blake disregarding the commands of police officers who had their weapons drawn as he walked away from them and moved toward the driver's door. He opened the door to the vehicle and leaned into it. That is when the police officers shot him. Do we know whether or not Blake was armed? Authorities are not forthcoming with that information, and the reason for that is unclear. We do know the following. Jacob Blake had been charged by Kenosha County prosecutors with sexual assault, trespassing, and disorderly conduct, and an arrest warrant for him had been issued. We do know that Blake disregarded the commands of police officers who had their weapons drawn. We do know that many people who have had confrontations with police have had those confrontations as a result of not cooperating with lawful commands from the authorities. Cooperate with the authorities and the chance of having a problem are slim to none. This concept applies to all people, black, white, brown, yellow. There are white people who are stopped by the police and don't cooperate, and the interaction winds up as a tragedy. But those incidents don't usually make the news. But when it involves a black individual who has had a negative interaction and it results in a shooting or a death, the media drives a narrative that another black person was shot by a cop. That narrative is picked up by the Black Lives Matter and Antifa mobs who repeat over and over that it's another black life being put into risk at the hands of law enforcement, and chances are the law enforcement officials are white. If they're not white, they're still cops. It has been the case that even without these video recordings, false narratives have crept into the reporting of certain events. When Michael Brown was shot and killed in Ferguson, Missouri, the narrative was that his hands were up and he begged the cop not to shoot him. The cry that came out of that incident was, "Hands up, don't shoot." The concept came from a fellow who was with Michael Brown and who made the story up. That man was a known liar. It finally came out that the story was a lie and that Michael Brown did not have his hands up, that he was in the process of returning to the cop to attack him for a second time. Mainstream media has got to be challenged to start withholding judgment when these kinds of shootings occur. The media is leading the hate, the acts of violence, the riots, and the burnings of our cities by playing them up as the stories of the day. It's time for the truth to be told. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.